This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The MS Sydney Tagong bike ride is coming up, celebrating 35 years this year. If you can imagine yourself riding from Sydney to Wollongong, oh my goodness, you know that there is some serious thigh burn that is going to happen. But many people are going to be taking part, raising money to support Aussies living with multiple sclerosis. One of those is Carol Cook, an Australian Paralympian who's just returned from Rio with two gold medals in cycling. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Doing really well. Congratulations on your Rio endeavours. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. It's still kind of, you kind of go, wow, did that really happen?
Yeah, what is the come down from Rio like? Because you put so much effort going into it. I imagine the other side kind of just feels like an anticlimax almost.
Well, I actually haven't had time to think because I've been involved in so many, you know, a welcome home, and then we were around the MCG at the grand final. And I got asked to go to Abu Dhabi for dinner, you know, and yeah. it's one thing after another. It's kept going. And now the gong ride. And, you know, I thought, oh, I better get back on the bike if I'm going to do this 90K. And, yeah. You know, they advertised if you want to join a team and ride with a Paralympian. And I'm thinking, ride with me, man. I'll see you at the finish line. I haven't done that much training.
Yeah. But,
it'll be a good day anyway.
Well, how do you train for something so long? Because at Rio, from what I understand, you did a 15-kilometer event. But like you said, this is 90. So how do you gear up for that?
Yeah, look, in Rio, I did a 15-kilometer time trial and a 30-kilometer road race, but my training is quite a bit longer than that. You know, you'll go out for probably my long rides will be about 60, 70 kilometers. But it's, you know, the gong ride's not a race. And it's about raising funds, and it's about going out and having a really good day. There's no time limit. You know, you can just take your time. And I'm sure there's people that have taken all day, which will be me on the 6th. And, you know, there's coffee stops and muffin breaks all along the ride, which is fantastic. And look, if you can't do 90K, there's always a 56K. And it starts at a different point, but the two rides merge together. And so it's great. So you meet all kinds of, so a lot of families will do the 56, and so you meet lots of people on the way. It's great. I stop at every coffee stop anyway.
Yeah. You need to refuel. I'd be absolutely refueling and probably doing like 2 kilometres. But one of the cool things about it, of course, is that it does raise awareness and attention funds for multiple sclerosis. And what I didn't realise, and maybe others don't as well, is that the diagnosis typically occurs for people pretty young, 20 to 40 years of age. Can you explain to someone who's got MS how it actually affects your everyday life?
Look, everybody, I think the problem with MS is that everybody is different. Everybody presents with different symptoms in different ways. So for myself, I live with neuro pain 24/7. So my feet, I feel like they're, you know, when your foot falls asleep and it's tingly, mine are like that. But then if I get tired, it gets hot. So it's like walking on hot coals. If I get tired, if I get overheated, my feet get hot. That happens to me, unfortunately, in some of my races when I'm in Europe. If it's hot and I'm racing, the pain is excruciating every pedal stroke. There's a lot of things like bladder and bowel problems that people don't want to talk about and people don't see. So it's a very hidden disease. So a lot of it might be sensory. You could have balance problems. That's why I ride a three-wheel, a trike, because I look kind of silly falling over every 5 meters in on two wheels, because my balance is affected. It affects other people in the way of paralysis. So it just depends which nerve the MS attacks in the body, because it's a disease of the central nervous system. So that affects, you know, literally everything, your brain, your spinal cord, your optic nerves. And it can be extremely debilitating. And unfortunately, it's a progressive disease. So we have no cause and no cure yet. It'd be great if we could figure out the cause, and we are getting closer to that. And I think I always say to people, if you want to have MS, the best place to have it is in Australia, because we've got some of the best researchers in the world here. And when I was first diagnosed way back in 1998, there was only one drug on the market. Now we have about 13. So they've really progressed in how it's treated. And they get to the point, they've gotten to the point where they've really been able to slow the progression.
Yeah. When you are in that much pain, and I guess, and with the training aspect as well, what's made you decide to be part of the Sydney Tagong ride and share your story?
Look, I really think it's important because it's such a hidden disease. I think it's important for people to understand all about MS, and I know the last couple of years that I've done the Gong Ride, I've spoken at the end of the ride, not only to media, but to the crowd. You know, and I've gone and walked from tent to tent with all the different corporate people and people who have set up teams and just had a chat to them about it. But I also want people with MS or people who are newly diagnosed with MS to understand that MS shouldn't define who you are. It's just something that we have to live with, like anybody else who has a chronic illness. And there are ways of living with it, but still taking part in life. With me and my training, it's a fine line between doing too much and crashing for 4 days and doing enough to stay at that elite level. And I know I get people who have been newly diagnosed or people with MS, I can't do as much as you. And I say, well, I didn't start doing this. You know, it's baby steps. And it's just starting by getting yourself a bit fit. And I think that the fitter you are as someone living with MS, then the better you're going to handle it.
Yeah. Hey, well, Carol, all the best with the ride. Don't forget the talcum powder, of course. I think you're probably going to need some of that. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.
No worries at all. You too. That is Carol Cook, the Paralympian who has done so well at Rio, taking home 2 gold medals, and then he's going to be riding in the MS Sydney to Wollongong charity bike ride. You can find out more, msgongride.com.au.